break.
I don't like this.
Whoa!
What's happening?
Whoa!
Where are we?
Look out!
Fear not, Ranger. Barbarian, magician, thief, cavalier, and acrobat.
Who was that?
That was Venger, the force of evil. I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That shit was so good. You remember that cartoon?
Yeah, the fucking weirdo I work with at the grocer's freezer let me borrow the DVD.
Oh, really?
That came with that.
Did you keep it? Do you still have
no,
it?
No, but it came with that, and it came with a game ready to go. You could play D&D as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should get it because you're a fucking dork. Yeah,
I bet it's fucking expensive on like eBay and shit.
It was only like a couple years ago.
That it came out?
Yeah, it's new. It's not like that old. Probably like 3 years ago.
So
I watched the first episode and I was like,
you're listening to...
He's like, you're
to-
a defender because you have a shield. Like the one dude's a tank. He just uses a shield. He has no weapons. Just a fucking shield.
Let me introduce the show.
Never. I'm fucking outraged that you're surprising me with D&D theme song.
So you're
I'm the dungeon
to-
master.
Jesus Christ.
Call me DM for short. I look like he looks like the dude from Spaceballs. Image of Schwarzenegger.
Spaceballs the movie.
Spaceballs a friend drawer. And me, yogurt.
Schwarzenegger. You are listening to the Bad Memory Podcast. I'm Chris Bennett.
He has just a shield.
And with me as often is Brian Gallagher. Hey, Bri.
Hey, guy.
You were waiting for it. You were like, you like got up on the mic or like, when's it gonna say it? Say hey, Bri.
When are you gonna say hey, Bri? Wait, say it again. I fucked up.
I believe that this is
the
episode.
The levels weren't good.
This is episode 39.
Episode 39, The Phantom Menace.
Tuesday, November 5th. 2013.
No shave Ember.
Yeah, so we're gonna be no shave bros.
We're gonna be fucking like Eskimo bros.
So we're gonna have sex with the same woman? Is that what an Eskimo bro is?
Yes. We're gonna rub our noses with your Eskimo bros.
You know what an Eskimo kiss is?
The nose thing, right?
Can I show you?
Again, you're gonna show me again.
Yes, yeah, gonna show
Let's
again.
Get this shit on.
Someone was telling me, and by someone was telling me, I mean I heard on the radio.
Yeah, someone was telling me. And I was listening. Yeah, I'm a good... The radio says I'm a good listener.
Yeah. 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 They say thank you for supporting us. I didn't send them any money, but I assume they're talking to me.
Yeah, right exactly to me. They're not thanking anyone else. This goes out to Chris Bennett. Hey.
No, but that like... people think Eskimo kisses is like rubbing your nose against someone else's nose.
Isn't rubbing really... your dicks against each other's stomachs?
Yes.
No, that's tummy sticks. Go on.
What? Is that... Oh, wait, what's poo sticks? No, that's the game where you drop the sticks off the bridge and see which one floats to the other side of the bridge first.
What? Really?
Yeah, that's what Pooh plays.
Who's Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh.
Never heard.
Yeah, him and Christopher Robin and Eeyore.
You always thought Eeyore was just high on weed.
No, because I watched that show when I was a child.
You were just like, oh, that dude's stoned.
No, I didn't.
He's like, okay.
I think he's got a severe case of depression.
Yeah, he is sad as shit, isn't he? How can he be sad? You're a fucking jackass.
He's an Eeyore.
He's a donkey, no? Is that like a magical thing?
I don't know. He's an Eeyore. Just like Tigger's a Tigger.
He is a Tigger.
Have
you seen Tigger doing the Dougie?
No, but I feel a little uncomfortable saying Tigger even.
For me, it sounds natural.
I get a little uncomfortable when my dog digs up the yard looking for moles, and
like,
I say,
"Goddamn Digger!"
Yeah,
that Digger on my yard.
I don't see.
That's
I don't,
hilarious.
That's, and then I'm
You're
yelling
so
it out loud.
Weird. Oh my god! Did that guy just? Is that what you think is gonna happen? Oh my god! The Black Panther party's gonna fucking hear you.
No, I just don't want anyone to think
Kanye
I'm saying it.
Kanye West is down the street. Oh my god!
Well, no.
A voice of a generation. Okay,
but what if someone did hear me and like, oh, yeah, just another fucking racist in South Jersey.
Just another racist with pink hair and a fucking bike from the Wiz.
My bike's not from the
no
Wiz.
No one, your bike is from 1986's The Wiz.
No, it's not.
It's the most stealth bike I ever seen.
That's stealth? What are you talking about?
I know.
It's neon pink and green, and it literally glows in the dark.
If there's ever vandalism of gay pride, they're never going to think it was you.
So did you see the segment on The Daily Show? Did you watch The Daily Show?
No, news is boring no matter how you look
at it.
It's
comedy news.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. Something about that show. It's not bad. I just am like, psh.
You're like, current events.
What do we in fucking civics class? I did that shit for a year. I don't do that ever again.
Yeah.
The only current event I want to fucking see is when South Park makes fun of it. Because they say tits.
Tits?
I don't know.
Why do they say tits?
South Park curses. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. South Park curses and the news doesn't.
They do curse. They just bleep it.
Dude, just shut the fuck up.
Why are you fucking with the... Jesus Christ, Brian.
Because they're not my pops. My
Stop peas fucking
are...
with my pop filter.
My peas aren't going through, man. I can hear it in my mic.
Where'd my peas go?
Where's my peas at? Goddamn diggers took my peas.
It's okay. That's enough of that.
The digger bothering you?
Don't say digger.
Goddamn clam diggers.
The fungus. See, it's the way you say it. Okay. That makes it worse.
Okay.
It's like the anthropomorphic computer animated toe fungus. I'm Digger. I gonna get under the nail bed and I cause fungus.
I don't know of this.
Remember, like the guy, like I cause inflammation. He's like a little guy, and he like digs up under. That was you've ever seen that Digger, the toe fungus?
No.
He like there's a commercial where like it's, I guess it's for a medicine to get rid of toe fungus.
Yeah.
Topical treatments can't get to me because I'm under the nail. And he like in the commercial, like you see a real like a. You know, a computer-generated toe, big toe, and this, like, crazy, like, toe fungus monster, and he, like, lifts up the toenail and gets under it and starts scratching underneath of it. Oh, God!
Oh, that's painful,
Oh, it's terrible.
Goddamn toe diggers.
So
you made me. Set him up.
Okay,
you set him up.
So that the intro was the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon, which I remember that cartoon from before I knew what Dungeons and Dragons was.
I vaguely remember that show. I think it was on like it's very vague.
Well, they had a pet unicorn named Uni. And I think one guy was a wizard. And but
they had weird ass classes.
The classes, well, those are real D&D classes. Yeah. So in the original, in the basic edition of D&D from like the early 1980s, your race and your class were the same thing. Like you were like, if you were a thief, you were a
gnome.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. If you were,
That's how it worked.
Yeah.
You got.
But like, yeah, they had stop fucking with the pop filter. You had, like, what did they say? Cavalier. Acrobat was a real class.
What the fuck does an acrobat do? Just jump?
Jumps and flips.
That's
it. Well, the acrobat is the, like, Chinese guy from Ocean's 11.
So he just steals money and says funny things? Like,
yeah.
Fuck you?
Yeah.
But, no, like, what was the whole point of the acrobat in the game? Like, what could he do? Like, I'm going to flip over a trap and flip over a gate.
I think that's pretty much it.
Roll to flip. Like, I'm going
to... Roll to flip. I think that's pretty much what it was.
Wait, what's going on here? You're all going to get attacked by Snorlax? Well, I'm going to roll to flip and peace out.
I'm going to flip... I think that's why in later editions, like...
They just got rid of him.
They created the rogue class, which was a catch-all. Like, a rogue is a thief, or a thug, or an assassin, or an acrobat, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a skulker.
Yeah, skulker. Even though we haven't really played the D&D playtest, I've been, like, sending feedback. I'll read the packet and be like, they'll be like, what do you think about that? And, of course, I have strong opinions. Yeah.
You're like... I have a pink mohawk, so this is what I say about D&D.
It's not really a mohawk anymore because I cut the back of it.
It's
we were talking about the guy with the shield. They each had like a magic weapon. So like he had a magic shield.
What
was
he?
Magic
was he
bow.
The blocker McBlockerton?
I'm gonna look it up.
I think he was. No, he was Cavalier.
He was the Cavalier.
I think he was the Cavalier.
Was there a paladin? No.
No pally.
Was one of the girls a black girl?
Let's just fucking look it up.
Right.
Yeah. They're like from King Arthur's Court or something, aren't they?
No, didn't you hear the intro? They go on the ride that was like the...
The D&D ride?
Wait, it's like the...
Dungeons and Dragons ride? Right. I'll get a blowjob on that ride.
It's like
a,
they're like 10.
Ah, really? I thought they're teenagers.
No!
I'm going to get a blowjob on that ride.
Which actually is worse because they're in this world where everything's trying to kill them.
Roll dice for BJ on a roller coaster.
But so they go on the ride and the ride takes them to D&D land. Although
D&D land.
They don't start off as real kids.
Sounds like
it would have made it the perfect 80s intro if they started off as real kids on the
D&D
ride.
Kid Video?
Yeah, like Kid Video or Captain N.
Oh yeah, he's hooked.
Yeah. What can I say? I'm hooked.
I'm hooked.
Okay, so there was Hank the Ranger. Willie Ames. Was Willie Ames the guy from Charles in Charge? The
I
other
think
guy
so.
From Charles
yeah,
in Charge?
Yeah, Howie or Harry? I think so.
Hank the Ranger is 15. He's the blonde-haired guy, and he has the bow and arrow.
He's beautiful.
There's Eric the Cavalier.
He just has the shield.
He's a spoiled child, so like yeah. he's sort of like a paladin, I guess, or a fighter. There's Diana.
Yeah, read him. He just blocks. He just has a shield.
So let's see.
He's Block McHugh guy.
Block McHugh. He has a shield which can project a force field.
That's it.
So Diana the acrobat. She's an acrobat. She's tomboyish. She has a staff.
A staff and a belly shirt.
Staff and a belly shirt. Oh yeah, she has. Wait, is she the? Which one is she? Is she
no.
She's the black girl in like the
Chitara outfit.
Hank,
my vision's
Eric,
fucked.
Diana.
I need new glasses. Oh, I see. Is the nerdy kid the wizard? I'm pretty sure the nerdy kid's the wizard. Melvin, his name like
yeah,
Melvin.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
it Melvin?
And then like the littlest kid is the barbarian.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
he's got like the yeah yeah. He's this tiny little blonde haired kid. And you see him? Oh, you can't see it, huh?
Nah, my eyes are fucked up. Yeah, he looks small. I get you. He's small.
He's got a
okay.
club and one of those like horned Viking helmets.
He looks like a baby midget Skyrim guy.
Yeah,
midget Dovahkiin.
You know what? He used to be an adventurer until he took an arrow to the knee.
He used to be an arrow until I took an adventure to the knee.
I love that he has got fur pants and boots. That's how you know
fur
he's a barbarian.
Pants. Yeah. Because that's the strongest armor in the barbarian world.
He's got a cross-belt harness.
How many seasons is the fucking show last? Two?
I don't know. Let's see.
It's like two. One.
Three seasons.
Holy shit!
And they're led by the Dungeon Master, who really does look like Yogurt from Spaceballs.
You mean Dunny McGee? Dunny Masters McGee? What was his nickname? Is it DM? It's like we call.
I think it's DM because that's what you would call the dungeon master in a game of D&D. You'd call
more
DM.
More like BM for fucking bowel movement.
And then oh yeah, there was Venger who just like had one horn. He was like he looked
was
like
he a
demon
guy?
With one. Yeah. Venger was like a demon who had like one horn.
That's a really bad shot because it's just a shot of one side of his face.
Yeah.
Can we swear he had one horn? We only have this photo, but dude, like, we wouldn't lie.
There was controversy over it, apparently,
oh, come on.
Because of...
What do you mean the controversy? Because the demons?
Because there was violence.
Violence cleavage?
And they tried to kill Venger because he was a bad guy? Because of course you should.
We got a roll for death blows.
There was a Choose Your Own Adventure book, apparently.
Yeah, this is the thing. Is it a DVD or no?
Well, let's see. No, these are just books. And it doesn't say anything about a release with a fucking...
Fuck you, I was there.
Well, bring it to me and we'll go over it.
The weird guy I work with. Maybe I can get in contact with the weird guy I work with. At Acme.
Okay, so do you know what all the D&D alignments are?
Chaos, neutral, and good, or something.
Okay,
and
but
chaos,
you, there's
neutral,
nine of them.
There's like it's all the.
It's
like,
a combination
yeah.
of all of them.
Yeah. What the fuck doesn't like chaos, neutral, good mean? Like, you know?
Okay, let's go over it. You ready?
So if you're chaos, does that mean you can kill people? I don't get it. What's up?
Okay.
What's up?
So there's two opposing forces. Mm-hmm. There's chaos and law.
Yeah.
And there's good and evil.
Lawful chaos. Lawful chaos, monk.
Well, then you would be true neutral. Because you can be a combination of, you can be law or chaos or good or evil, but mm-hmm. you can't be law and chaos and good or good and evil.
Yeah, I got you.
So you can be lawful good, mm-hmm. chaotic good, neutral good.
What
so,
does chaotic good mean?
Okay, so chaotic good is say
I'm good. I'm like I kill people, but for a good cause.
All right, yeah. So you want to do it. You want to do it
instead of get information out of the person or something. Well,
like they do on the internet. Let's put characters to the alignments.
Okay.
Okay. So lawful good would be Superman.
Okay.
Chaotic good, Batman.
Okay.
Well, it depends on which Batman you're talking about. 60s Batman is also lawful
good.
Or
the Punisher. The Punisher.
The Punisher. I'm going to say the Punisher is
chaos neutral.
He might be chaotic neutral or neutral good. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Boom! Tough one. I just did that.
Because in the world of Dungeons and Dragons, like, good...
In
a world called Dungeons and Dragons. Well, dudes don't get laid. There was a crossover point where I was both getting laid and playing Dungeons and Dragons.
And hands stay moisturized.
Well, apparently, and I didn't know, but I played Dungeons and Dragons with, like, a group of nerdy dudes in high school.
Smelly guy, they all smell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who smelled the worst? Don't say his name.
You know who it is.
Okay.
really
the worst?
Yeah. But, like, apparently in high school and afterwards, especially when, like, in the 90s...
Were you, like, the kid who didn't shower because you were, like, a nerd? Like, did you not... were you not hygienic?
I showered, but I didn't... I didn't, and I still don't have the best hygiene regimen. But, no, I don't think I smelled bad.
I didn't and still don't have the best hygiene.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever been too tired to take a shower?
Yes, all the time.
That's disgusting.
Usually it's more like I wake up too late to take a shower.
Wow, that never happens. Like, for me, I'm like, spoiler, I'm fat. Showering and having, like, good breath makes, like, one less target.
No, I have bad breath, too.
It's like, I'm fat, so I might as well, like, smell and taste amazing. Like a little Christmas ham.
You rub a little jelly on your dick.
Brian, what are you wearing, ham glaze? What are you wearing? Duh, what the fuck else am I supposed to wear? I'm gonna go hang out in this heat lamp.
Okay, so let's keep going. So lawful good, chaotic good, neutral good. So neutral good is a weird one. Neutral good is a chaotic good person wants to do good and doesn't want to follow the law to do good. But a neutral good person doesn't care what they do to do good. You know,
so they'll kill people to do good?
They might, but because in the Dungeons and Dragons universes, law and chaos and good and evil aren't just like relative concepts. They're like real forces.
Okay.
So like things are either just good or just evil. Like you can cast a spell and say, that person right there, is that a good person or an evil person? And the spell will tell you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like detect evil.
Yeah.
And in some of the editions of D&D, they kind of got rid of the nine section
combos
alignment thing. You were like, you know, you could be like good, evil, neutral.
There's like a meme or whatever on the internet. It's like it's that, but it's like people like gamers.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh no, there's a million of those.
It's like the same guy, and the one's like chaotic, like. Like full bad, it's just like suck my dicks, and it's him like holding the control, like ah. Yeah.
Okay,
but
so,
one's like good game, guys, like keep it up, and then one like neutral's like not speaking at all. But the best was like chaotic because it was just like suck my fat dick.
Right. So like a neutral good like is like their only goal is good, and they may or may not try and maintain a balance.
What's like whatever it takes to do the good thing? Is that like chaotic good?
Neutral good.
Neutral good. Like I'll do whatever for the greater man.
Right.
That's basically how the evil guy is a Mass Effect, because like you're evil, but you're doing a good thing. Evil,
right? Yeah, and I it's a really interesting like because when you're in high school and you haven't like you know thought about the stuff too hard, like you're like, oh yeah, that all makes perfect sense. But then you're like, no action is really just neutral good, and no person
neutral,
is,
what, like what would neutral chaotic be?
There's chaotic neutral. So chaotic neutral. So you don't follow either law or chaos, and you don't, and you're not going for evil or good. So chaotic neutral could be a lot of things. You could be
like the wild card.
You could be the wild card. You could be a crazy person, or you could be a person who is just out for themselves,
like unpredictable,
and doesn't unpredictable, and then doesn't like doesn't follow the rules in any way.
Well, like does that determine what happens in the game? Like, can I not do certain things if I'm like
no, chaotic? You can role play and do whatever you want, but
it's just my attitude, kind of.
You can, if you do enough, like, so if you're a lawful,
if I was, like, the crazy, the unpredictable, could I, like, steal, help someone, and kill someone, like, that kind of crazy stuff, like,
right,
that,
right, there's no restrictions. I mean, I mean, if I was your dungeon master, if I was your DM.
If you're my Balmoop,
I was your tiny yogurt.
If you're my little yogurt snack. With my P&J.
I could, you know.
Every time I open you, you'd be like, Lenders.
If you were playing in my game, I wouldn't keep you from doing anything. Yeah. Like, except where the rules said you could, like, okay, that's impossible, or you have to roll for it because.
Could it be like, you know, when your party member's sleeping and then you're going to slit his fucking
throat? You can.
Can you really do that?
Sure. I mean, I would probably have that other person, like, roll a chance to wake up for, like, you know, being a light sleeper or something. But, okay, so certain.
So what if I was, like, crazy stealth? Crazy amazing
stuff.
You
could, but hold on.
And I was like, man, I'm going to kill my
own. Let me explain the first part before we move on to the second part.
Okay.
You asked if there's any rules. There are certain, like, classes where you have to be, like, if you're a paladin, you can't be evil.
And
you
have like a monk, too, right?
And you have to be lawful. It depends on which version we're playing. But yeah, paladin's a good example. You have to be lawful good. Some paladins can be lawful neutral. You could also be, in later editions, you could be a paladin of evil, but you still have to be lawful evil. Because paladins are like knights. They follow a strict set of codes.
I guess a barbarian can be anything?
No, but I think that barbarians always have to be chaotic.
That's great, because they're crazy.
Yeah. A rogue can be anything, I think.
That's cool.
And, you know, yeah,
Like a wizard and a sorceress and all, like the magic classes?
I don't think it matters. And like, you know, some like if you're
well, if I was like chaotic, would I be a necromancer?
No. Okay. But a necromancer, I mean, you could be a good necromancer, but you might also be, you know, if you're a bad guy, you'd probably be a chaotic or lawful evil necromancer.
Now, like, if you're a necromancer, you could be like, hey, there's a dead body here and he's in front of a cave, like, I'm gonna bring him back to life and see what happens.
Yep.
Like get my info.
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly. So like, yeah, at low levels, you know, you can raise skeletons, you can raise corpses. You could communicate with the dead. Those were all powers that necromancers had. And yeah, and you could play a necromancer.
I'd like to be a necromancer.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of dots? Dots. Throw more dots.
Dots?
Stop dots. Damage over time spells.
Is that...
D-O-D.
Well, so then there are... Well, I'll get into the different kinds of energy in Dungeons & Dragons.
There's so much.
There's an entire cosmology of Dungeons & Dragons. It's insane. Okay, so... Lawful good, chaotic good, chaotic neutral, neutral. True neutral is you have decided to try and maintain a balance either in your own life or in the outside world between all the different forces.
Okay.
Like you try not to do anything that'll tip the balance in favor of good, evil, law, or chaos.
Okay. Wow.
So
I'm just really sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Right, but you can be actively neutral, where like, okay, I see that like this evil force is trying to take, like, say the Nazis come up and you're like, well, if the Nazis take over, there'll be too much like lawful evil in the world.
So I gotta fight them. Okay.
And once they're beat back, then that's fine. But then if I see like, you know, Al Gore is trying to take over the world, like, oh, that's too much chaotic good and I gotta stop him.
I gotta punch Al Gore in the face.
Right. Exactly.
Because he's not a real...
you know, kick him back to the moon where he's emperor.
Seriously, emperor of the moon.
Okay, so chaotic, neutral, neutral, good.
He also does not save on electric and all his stuff. Apparently he's like a real,
hypocrite?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Al Gore section of this podcast?
Yeah. Over. Yeah, he just leaves all the lights on. He's terrible.
He does. He's just like in a cabinet. He probably leaves a cabinet to him, too.
Why
I do that. It drives my parents
why
nuts.
Is that bad?
I don't know. My parents just like, my dad's like, you left the fucking cabinet.
Do you have little air conditioners in all your cabinets?
I think so.
Okay.
That's fucking
so let's blow
baby
through the rest.
Ears.
And the rest are evil. Neutral evil, chaotic evil, lawful evil. I feel like I'm missing one. But that's it.
Is there the Diet Coke of evil?
No. Don't look at your watch, your clock. We're half an hour left, at least.
My phone. I was seeing if anyone texts me. Jesus.
Yeah. In the middle of our show?
Shit's on vibrate.
In the middle of... Listen, I need to talk to you.
Well, these pop filters have really been moving me.
I need to talk to you about... you're not taking the show seriously.
I am the show. No, I really am, motherfucker. All right.
Okay.
I'm going John Lennon. Going Johnny Lennon on your ass.
You want to take a break and then get deep into the cosmology of Dungeons and Dragons?
No, I really want to talk about something else that's not D&D.
All right, we'll think about what we're going to talk about and come probably back in a stuff. Second. And we're back.
Unabomber. I think that we got the Unabomber in here tonight. Getting in the mail.
Oh my god. The Unabomber just showed up at our door.
He's the Valentine's Day Unabomber.
So Unabomber still alive, or is he like the ghost of the Unabomber?
Have I been saying his name wrong the whole time?
Ted Kaczynski? Is Ted Kaczynski
Theodore
the Unabomber?
Kaczynski.
Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Kaczynski.
Wild Stallions!
Destroy universities and airports.
Look at him, dude. His station.
You know why he's called the Unabomber?
Because no.
He bombed universities and airports. UNA.
So I just thought of the mail.
The mail?
I don't know why.
What do you mean the mail?
I like the Unabomber, as in he puts bombs in mail.
Yeah, like. You know.
I'm not joking. For like this last, 50, 10 years. No, more than that. It's like
only child.
20 years. I think you're a boy from Brazil.
So you think that
Alex is the
my roommate is the Unabomber's brother and a clone of Hitler?
No, he's a clone of Hitler posing as the Unabomber's brother.
He's kind of, I guess he does kind of have that Hitler look.
He's Ned.
I almost ordered blue contacts.
He's Ned Kaczynski.
Go away, Unabomber. Bomb someone else
you
today.
You can come back. You can come on in.
I'm just going to be typing something up.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Send us the manuscript.
When are we going to Washington? He looks like the Unabomber.
How many episodes has do you think
us we did?
Alex, no, well, 39. But how many episodes do you think Alex has
been in?
Just popped his head in the room and
I don't know. I've been really drunk. I'm like, come in the room and do the buzzing frog. So
I would say
I wish he would sit back down with us like he did on episode 10. I mean, that's been 29 episodes later.
Yeah,
I think 29
episodes later.
I think
later.
We need a Lex Thompson. Lex Throbson.
Lex Throbson.
Lex Throbson always says, where's all the pussy at?
Is that what he says?
That's his catchphrase.
Okay, well, until that happens, you want to talk about medicine. So you are a medical professional.
Yeah.
Try and say it with some conviction.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me with your fucking life.
What do you want to talk about? We were talking about all kinds of interesting things.
It was nuts.
C. diff.
All right, C. diff.
Wait, do you know who Tig Notaro is?
Yeah, the lesbian with no tits.
That an accurate description, I guess, yes. She's a comedian.
I only know her from that girl who's all legs, Amy Schumer or something.
Yeah, she... There's a pretty, like, this... comedies.
You Taylor Dane?
Yes.
I love your voice.
Who's Taylor Dane?
I don't know.
That's her whole story. She's got a whole.
I found out about her because like Louis C.K. I subscribe to like his mailing list when he has new things out. Where he did like the $5 like thing, download his comedy special.
That was awesome. Made a lot of money.
Yeah, it did. He just put in another one, and they made $1 million. Yeah,
and like not the Beacon one.
Live, I think it was the Beacon one. Yeah,
that was hilarious.
But I feel like I'd seen all that stuff already, and I don't remember where. I don't know if he didn't change his set or like what.
Oh, Alex downloaded it. We watched like a year ago at my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay. I think you were there.
Well, I paid $5 for it. So
this is my old house.
That guy's got a good racket going
with the
on.
The ex girlfriend.
I wonder if I downloaded the wrong file.
More about Tig Notaro and
so like she's a comedian and she did a show and Louis C.K. was there, and basically what had happened was she had gotten like pneumonia. She was given antibiotics. It destroyed her gut bacteria. She got
Did she get C. diff?
She got a C. diff infection.
Did he get C. diff?
No. She basically shit her brains out for like a month. Almost died. Got diagnosed with breast cancer, and then her mom died.
Wow!
Like in a month.
Wow. Yeah. So is C. diff all the liquid in your body? Is that like what it is?
C. diff is the name of, is the name of a bacteria.
Yeah, is yeah, yeah. So like,
it's if, like I believe it's so, cl- so, Clostridium hey, so
if you,
difficile.
If you couldn't pee, would it get all the fluids out of you? Like, would you be lighter per se?
I have no idea what you're asking.
If you had kidney failure,
yeah,
and you had C. diff, and you had to monitor your fluids, would you?
I don't know your technical kidney terms.
Well, you can't pee, so and if you're shitting all your fluids out, you would be lighter if you're...
Yeah,
you
well, know, what's happening is your colon's not absorbing any liquid, which is one of the main jobs your colon
so
does.
Would your asshole be raw as shit? That's a question.
Yes.
Wait, no pun intended. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said shit. Really? Yeah. A lot of Vaseline?
I don't think you'd want to get anything. I think you would just have to deal with it. But like you're
I would listen to that song by ODB, "Baby I Like It Raw," while shitting.
Only the water in your food gets shit out. Water you drink, I think. Does water you drink go?
Hey, Crohn's disease is the one that like completely fucks you.
Yeah, yeah, that's. I forget what Crohn's disease is. I don't.
It's just like you're gonna shit. You like everything you eat.
Oh yeah,
like,
there's Crohn's disease.
Is it
disease.
Like irritable bowel syndrome? Kind of like.
I think they're related.
Yeah, it's there's like
Crohn's disease,
is terrible,
irritable
man.
Bowel. Celiac disease, not to be confused with gluten sensitivity, which is probably not a real thing.
Wait, so celiac isn't the gluten?
It is.
Okay.
Okay, so...
science!
Let's science it. So,
science!
You've noticed the stores like there's...
Relative in motion!
Now you're like swinging science. Around in your chair. What is happening? Okay, basically the gluten turns into two other proteins whose names I don't know, but basically your body can't absorb them, and what happens is you have these little like tentacle hair things that line your intestines. They're called villi, and yep, like where we live, the villi.
Wow.
Mount villi. That's what Mount villi.
Mount villi. A lot of people in here remind me of fucking
testicles.
Not testicles.
Tentacles? Tentacruel?
Tentacruels.
From Pokemon?
Tentacruel. You're being a real Snorlax. Go on.
Whatever, Eevee.
I'm going to hypnolee you in the face.
Why don't I get you near a Thunderstone and you turn into Jolteon?
or Raichu.
Raichu. But basically, the villi are what absorb nutrients from the food you eat.
Obviously, not like our villi.
And the exactly.
Man, I think we have anti-villi.
The gluten flattens them; it basically destroys them. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is you have to shit real bad when you eat. Like it's not. It's like people say they are gluten sensitive. Like, oh, I don't feel great. Like if you actually have a gluten allergy or you have celiac, when you eat something like wheat mm-hmm. or something that has gluten in it. You shit yourself.
like you can't, have to take like a you dump. Can't control it.
Is yeah, it is it's it like diarrhea.
Is it like, you know, a little bit too? Like are you pooping like, you know, tons of shit, or is it like a little anal leakage?
I think it depends on how much you eat and how much you had to eat before that.
Is it more of like a, you know, like sensation? Like, oh man, my sphincter is going to open up now and it's going to be burning hot.
I feel like
it's all hot shit.
I feel shit is hot because it's at the temperature of your body.
No, you ever have like the real hot shits?
When I eat hot wings?
Yeah, that kind of like that.
Well, there's heat and then there's things that feel hot. They're different.
Why does your asshole feel hot when you eat hot wings?
Because there are little molecules mm-hmm.
Hot sauce?
Right, in the hot sauce.
That I can't break down?
Capsaicin, basically, okay. is what does that.
So I can't break down the capsaicin?
I think some of it does get broken down, but there's still a lot more of it in your butt tissues. And your butthole is very sensitive, and it's got a ton of nerve endings in it, which is why people like getting done up the butt. Like you.
Like you? No, like you, fag. You're a fag. What are you talking about? I like the old blue job with a finger in there. Go on.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? I like it right on my... And then I like when they rub it right on my mustache. psych. I said psych.
It doesn't count.
Boom. Psych. You go back. Psych's like you can literally it's your go back in time card.
He didn't reveal any.
You can
personal
be like, yo,
information.
Dude, I fucked your mom. Psych.
No, I really did though. But
yeah, I really got that bitch pregnant.
We're really broing out like a couple of frat boys right now.
We are like, it's bizarre that there's not like a blonde between us that we're fucking.
Who says
Alex?
He's not a blonde.
Hold you. Hold do, pig. Hold do.
So yeah, celiac is a real thing. Now, there are people who say that...
I feel like celiac's a Star Trek entity.
Yeah. Oh, Captain,
we're experiencing...
within 1,000,000 kilometers of the celiac.
Wait, I feel my butthole tingling. Every nerve is on fire.
Send out a general hail to the celiac on all frequencies.
They're non-corporeal ass pirates.
It's the crystalline entity of anal sex.
All it wants is anal sex from everything. It absorbs planets' assholes.
What?
Data made lore.
Did we talk about the episode of Lex from the fourth season where with the butt carrots?
Yes,
the space butt.
We
carrots.
Watched it.
No, did we?
We watched it while trashed.
Oh, really? I remember that.
I watched it while trashed.
Okay.
And then we did a podcast on it months later.
Who was like meditating, and Kai goes up to him and was like, I'm trying to learn how like you haven't been infected by the butt carrots.
Do they say butt heart?
I don't know what they call them. But,
I think they call them
butt. But then the monk's like, oh, I had my ass blown off in an accident years ago. I have an artificial ass. Or like I have a colostomy bag or something.
I got a couple patients' colostomy bag. That shit stinks.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? If you have ERSD.
What's ERSD? What is it? You don't tell me the acronym. ESRD. What is it?
It's end-stage renal failure.
Okay.
So I totally did the acronym wrong.
Yeah.
So if you have that, you usually can't pee.
Uh-huh.
So the one patient has a colostomy bag and renal failure. So he's like living the life. He's like a robot. Doesn't have to pee. No peeing and shitting. Because colostomy bag, it just goes? Like, do you just poop while you're knowing it?
Yeah.
You're not just like, yo, dude, I just poop.
Right, because there's like,
does your sphincter just break? My friend's sisters has one because, like, it runs in the family.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
All females in his family have, like, colon cancer. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Or will have it.
And yeah, that's basically what it is.
One sister had to have the bag.
They have to reroute.
I'm not done talking. She's really cool. And one time, she was adjusting her bag, and she's like, I'm adjusting my shit bag.
It's pretty cool.
She's a cool chick.
Yeah, I feel like I worry about stuff like that because I'm so easily embarrassed anyway.
Yeah, me too.
I
feel you.
Like I would feel like I can't even imagine.
Like, how do you get laid with a bag of shit hanging from your body?
I think you don't.
Yeah, like, and I heard it stinks. Like it's not smell proof.
Right, which is weird. Why?
And it like sits on your front like a fumpa.
Yeah, like
you know what a fumpa is?
Yes,
a front ass and pussy.
Yeah.
Well, they may not, Andy.
Hey, let's shout out to all our listeners real quick.
Hey, Marie, I commented something about you moving to Neo Tokyo. That means that you look like Tetsuo from Akira.
Hey, Mark, set up our live streaming.
Hey, Mark, make me famous.
Hey, Garrett, come on and do an episode about Star Trek with us.
Hey, Russ, I don't know you, but you have a cool name.
I think his name is Ronald. Is his last name.
Is it Ronald Russ?
Yeah.
That's a cool name. It's like R&R.
Get a little R&R.
A little R&R on us.
Oh, you should try. If you haven't used that as a pickup line, like, hey, you want to cover my place and get a little R&R?
A little R.
And D.
Russ and relaxation. No, it's Ronald. Why do you have two names, Ronald? Hey, Ronnie Russ.
Fan interaction, isn't it great?
Fan interaction. They have no idea how cute I am.
It's interaction when we just yell stuff at them and then we don't get anything.
They can
back
never
from
yell
them.
Back. It's the best. It's like driving with your fucking, you know, your little brother in preschool and yelling blowjob out the window.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
This is what the internet is all about. It's all about us talking at people and then receiving no feedback.
Exactly. Hey, universe, we're tougher than you. that's basically what we're saying.
Okay, so what were we talking about?
Before the shout-outs?
Celiac, end-stage renal disease, colostomy bags.
A colostomy bag being nuts. Being crazy.
No.
And when it gets real full, like, you have to go home. Because it will burst.
Well, you could dump it out, I think.
But if you forget, because you're, like, you know, 70, it will burst.
Right, because
they will say, like, this thing's probably going to burst. Take me off the machine.
Yeah.
So I was...
Well, yeah, and it's
in a world.
It's because basically it's exactly what I was talking about. Like you get feedback from your butthole about how much you have to poop and when you have to poop.
Yeah.
And, like, the pressure.
So, like, the colostomy bag, like, does that muscle deteriorate from cancer? Like, what goes away?
I think
away?
So. I think that's what it is. When you have colon cancer, I think they have to reroute from. So, you have your ascending, transverse, and descending colon. The descending colon.
The science is nuts.
Yeah. The descending colon is the part. So, imagine something that's shaped like a pagoda or like a box with no bottom.
What's a pagoda?
Pagoda.
What's a pagoda?
Like the things that shape like this that you see on Asian stuff. And if you went to karate, they probably had pagodas all over shit.
Is that like the crazy shaped house too? Is that a pagoda?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
It's like where your triangles?
I don't think it's triangles.
Okay, so your ass is shaped like a triangle, which is also a gay symbol.
Not even. Okay, not so even close to what I said, but go, okay.
Go on. Everyone's so, getting me.
But I think
hold on, the feedback scale's going through the charts with that reference. hold on. Yep.
Part of your colon is messed up by the, and so they have to reroute it.
Is colon a muscle?
It has muscle.
But like, what is it? Is it like, is it just your shit?
It's a tube.
Is it attached to my intestine?
Yes. So
how is poop made?
Okay.
So it starts as food.
You ever see that episode of the Magic School Bus?
No.
Okay.
So it starts as food, obviously.
Food goes down your esophagus.
Gets digested.
Goes in your stomach, gets chewed up, goes through pyloric sphincter.
And that's when it turns brown. When does it start turning the cray-cray colors?
Well, it's mashed up to, like, it
dissolves in my acids.
Right. It basically turns to, acid is squirted on it. It goes past your stomach, it gets bile squirted on it, mm-hmm. and it basically becomes one color. It's basically brown by then.
Mm-hmm. So it's brown in my body.
Right, and then it starts getting worked on by digestive juices, bacteria, the lining of your small intestine starts absorbing nutrients from it, and then it goes down through your small intestine, which is long, and then to your large intestine, which is the last part, which is bigger around.
Okay.
So it's literally I'm making it with my fingers. I got a little finger, like a little.
That's small intestine?
That's small intestine, and then I got a big finger.
That's all big? Wow.
No, maybe not that okay. big. But it's shorter, but wider.
I've shit some big shits.
Yeah.
What causes a massive shit?
I think just letting it pile up and having just letting a lot of food pile up in there.
And it just clings together and then becomes this thing that never stops coming out of your butt?
Yep.
Sticks out of the water.
Yeah.
You need a stick.
I think you just need to eat, like, soft food that, like, sticks together well. And, like, eat it just, like, continuously for a while.
Yeah, I know, like,
because it comes in packets.
Isn't, like, diarrhea terrible for you if you just keep having diarrhea?
Right, because what happens is
what is diarrhea?
It's basically your body's not absorbing, like, you know, you're eating food.
But I'm not getting the nutrients?
You're not getting any of the nutrients. Because your body is basically trying, it's like, dumping water in there to basically clean out whatever is causing
the diarrhea.
Well, yeah, the diarrhea is it's like snot. It's your body trying to get rid of whatever's in there that it doesn't like.
So the diarrhea is the bad stuff.
Right. It's your body trying to get rid of the bad stuff. It's just like when you have phlegm or mucus. It's
what if you shit and it looks like clay? Soft clay.
Have you been eating soft clay?
No.
Have you been eating a lot of peanut butter?
Maybe.
Have you been eating nothing but peanut butter and white bread for like a week?
No, but that did happen. Will peanuts make your poop look like peanut
if
butter?
We had this conversation. I remember the no, not you and me, but I think
so. If you got a peanut butter diet for like a month,
will it come out as peanut butter?
Will it come out as like yeah?
Will it smell like peanut? Could you eat it again? Is there enough peanut butter left in it that you could eat it again?
That's a good question because there's gonna be peanuts in it, right?
Well, do you like chunky or smooth?
I like chunky.
Oh, I'm a smooth guy.
So, okay. So, can there be peanuts in your poop?
Yes.
Are they the exact peanut that you ate? Like, it doesn't get processed through your body?
Yeah, I would say pretty much.
Like, if you were starving, could you wash it off and then eat it?
Yeah, I think so.
And then poop it out again?
Yeah, I think so. That's a peanut that you didn't chew very well. And
so if I just swallow
and the acid and bacteria couldn't break it all the way down, so like maybe probably just the outer layer of it was eaten away and the rest of it was left. Yeah, you probably could read it.
But as I keep eating this shit peanut, it slowly gets smaller and smaller, right?
I would have to assume so, yeah.
Till it's nothing.
Yeah. Because like, yeah, if it's a peanut that like...
This episode's brought to you by shit peanuts.
You know what? I think this... We go places other podcasts won't.
Yeah, the butt.
The butt and the poop hole.
The butt and the poop bag.
The poop bag.
Yeah, we're edgy.
Yeah.
We're new wave.
But, like, I mean, what would you, like, how do you think you would react if you had a colostomy bag?
I would just do a lot of drugs and just, I probably
that's probably how you got it in the first place.
I mean,
you're injecting crocodile directly into your butt.
If I had a colostomy bag, I would probably just shut down and be a hermit and, like, not be happy.
Yeah, no, I would. Like, mm-hmm. I feel
for sex.
Yeah, okay. Oh, hookers. I feel bad for hookers. That probably is a call.
I'd be like, can I heat in the head with my colostomy bag? Yeah, obviously they're different from Brian. How much would it cost for me to teabag you with my shit bag? I got it.
this might be the most disgusting episode so far.
Hey,
this is disgusting. This is pretty.
This is what I'm here for. I ask the questions. I'm like Barbara Walters of fucking fucked up shit to ask.
All right. Well, so what else do we want to know about? Tell me something I don't know about kidneys. Tell me something about kidney failure.
Do you know what the pH is in your body?
It's
like the measure of alkaline and acids.
Right. Yeah. So the lower it is, the more acidic. 7 is neutral, right?
7, you know what's crazy? 7's an acid. 3 is not. 3 is a base. Do you know that with pH? I just found out today.
I thought it was the lower it was, the more acidic it was.
No, 3 is a base, and then 7's an acid. Because our conductivity ranges, or pH ranges, and because we have to measure pH in the dialysate.
Uh-huh.
Boom, science. It has to be from 7 to 7.3. It can't be from 7 to 7.3. So if you get like a 7.4 pH when you Phoenix meter, boom, the machine, you have to test it again.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
When you're doing this at work, mm-hmm. do you do that? Do you boom. Like, you're yeah. like, oh, I'm just checking your pH levels. Boom!
Well, look, we have to do this before treatments, before they get hooked up. This has to be done every treatment.
Yeah.
And you can falsify it.
Well, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
Because.
But it's easily falsified.
Because people and lives. Yeah. Okay.
No. We're pretty legit on
Hello,
trouble.
Legit. What's the name of the company you work for?
I'm not gonna say that. No. We're the dominating in fucking hemodialysis treatment. That's what we are.
Yeah, you're the you're the Globo Hemodialo company.
Yeah, we are like the fucking Lex Luthor facilities of dialysis.
LexCorp.
We're LexCorp dialysis.
You're
other companies want us to buy them.
KidCorp.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Other companies, like private dialysis units.
Are you involved in that? The buying of the other companies?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, buy this motherfucker.
Don't sound so proud. You didn't.
That's why I come with a bow tie. And
I heard the hardware store is going to buy another hardware store. Yeah, I work there.
Exactly. See, what I do is that when I go into those kind of like interviews, I dye my hair a tint green. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the IT guy. I'm the safety fucking coordinator at my job now, by the way. Boom, promoted.
What is this?
No raise.
So
nothing.
You're like the Homer Simpson of
fuck
kidney
you.
Dialysis.
Once a month, me and the manager go over safety issues in the dialysis.
They're like,
oh, I'm just like, shit's wet. People fall. Fucking fix it.
They're like, oh, look, accidents have gone down like 90%. And then someone points out, like, that's the number of accidents he caused when
I'm pretty sure I'm just like, don't do that. It's you'll get hurt. I just yell at people.
You take the Drinky Bird and you put it on the keyboard to hit
I love Drinky Crab.
Yes.
The nurse I work with, she's infection control. So like we like to team up and bust people's balls. We're like, that's unsafe. And she's like, and infectious.
You're like the fucking Mulder like, and Scully.
Like the one kid was changing clocks today because the regular clocks have to be changed. And she was like, well, he has to stand up on the table to change that clock. And I was like, that's not safe. And she's like, and his shoes may have blood on them. That's infectious. he's the cannulating specialist.
Oh, okay.
The other kid. Because he's...
Now I'm starting to picture like a...
like lightning and...
Thunders. No, more like you guys are walking out of the hangar in your space suits. He's this cannulating specialist.
I figure myself from Kill Bill like... Bim, 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 dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm talking about?
What are you...
I'm like Black Mamba.
Black Mamba?
Yeah, I should have been Black Mamba, motherfucker. I should have been Black Mamba. What was her name?
California Mountain Snake?
She was Copperhead.
Was she Copperhead?
She was Copperhead, yeah. Who was her name? Vivica Fox? Vivica A. Fox?
Vivica A. Fox?
There's two of them. There's Vivica Fox and Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica is
she's
a fox.
I think that's the bitch from Ugly Betty.
I don't think I've ever seen Ugly Betty.
With America Ferrell?
Maybe if they changed the name to Attractive Betty, I would have watched it.
I got nothing. No, I think that chubby girl's cute.
No, it was a joke. I
think she shows her tits in something.
We better find out. This is important
stuff. We better look this shit up right now.
Okay, anything else you want to say about Dungeons & Dragons or medicine?
I don't want to stop this podcast ever. I want more meds.
I know, we're coming up and we got to do the closing.
We got to do it's the RX episode.
Yeah.
That's treatment.
RX. D&D RX.
No, wait, that's not treatment.
Prescription.
No. TX.
I wonder how does the RX come from?
Greek.
Theater Rex. He was a doctor, right?
He was a doctor. A dinosaur doctor.
Okay.
Patch Adams starring
Theater
Rex.
Where are you playing this week, Brian?
Excuse me?
When's your next show?
Excuse me?
Yeah, when are you playing at the Chuckle Hut?
Because I'm going solo?
Yeah. No. On these kind of podcasts, these sort of comedy podcasts, people say where they're going to be, so the fans can show. You know, are you going to be at the Laugh Riot in Denver?
I'm at the C. Diff Casino.
You'll laugh till you shit.
Mm-hmm. You will literally shit yourself from laughing.
I'll be hosting a...
I like to say broasting because we're bros.
I'll be broasting.
I'll be co-broasting. Patent pendant TM.
Chicken. I'll be broasting a chicken breast.
Have you ever had broasted chicken?
What, from Hole in the Wall? Yeah. No.
Back in the day?
No.
Apparently, like, it's known for its broaster.
That place is literally, like, that name is highly accurate.
It's highly.
We're talking about.
You know, it's funny. When I first moved here, like, we had to tell our relatives, like, when you see a place called the Hole in the Wall, and they're like, is it a hole in the wall? I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's literally, can you spot a single hole in a wall? That's what I would give you as direction. No, it's called
Hole in the Wall. Did you miss the hole in the wall? Are you a fucking retard?
I love when people, like, they have to make the turn off of Millman or whatever, and they go to the bay when they're coming off of.
I like people who say up the road.
Why?
Because it's fucking ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Because when we moved here, all directions were up the road.
Yeah, all directions
just
are up the
road. Just go up the road. Just go opposite of New Jersey and you'll have a better life. That's
pretty much. Yeah, we're basically...
That's basically... I think New Jersey's stronger than the storm. It's more like you just follow the storm wherever the storm went, you'll have better pastures.
Well, it's basically, this bottom part of New Jersey is kind of cone-shaped.
We're like baby Florida.
And basically, like, it's like a shit funnel. And that it just, is. Like, it's everything like, is like we're down like, the shitty.
It's like Cape May Point is the fucking colon of fucking Cape May. fucking. It is. And a lot of people are like.
Is the Delaware Bay our colostomy bag? Or is
it
that
should
Wildwood?
Be. I don't know. Ooh, that's hard. I wish that fucking Delaware Bay would just cover Wildwood.
Would you say that the Villas is the taint of New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They're squidbillies.
Yeah, we're
sea billies.
Yeah, we're sea billies.
We're salt life.
Yeah, salt life.
We're definitely sea billies.
Yeah, we're 100% sea billies.
We are.
I haven't been on the ocean in forever. Anyway.
It's bizarre.
We're coming up on an hour, so anything to say before we go?
No, I can't believe it's an hour.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it's not butter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it's not...
spread.
Reconstituted shit peanut butter.
Soylent Green is humans.
Soylent Green is shit peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Don't eat Soylent Green or you'll have diet or you have C. diff.
And then we're going to put it back in the can and call
Here's
it Soylent
a question.
Green. Yeah.
Soylent Green, would they get mad cow disease or mad human disease?
They might if any of the people ground up had... because it's hard. You can't screen it out with like antibiotics and shit like you can with bacteria and viruses.
What is it again?
It's a protein.
Mad cow disease.
Yeah, it's Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
It's in the cow brain.
It's a prion. A prion is basically, it's a
We talked about this like a year ago.
Yeah,
we'll
go over it again. It's science. I love science content.
I love science too.
Science
has failed our mother
okay,
Earth.
Okay, you know how, like, it's a self-replicating protein.
It's like fucking self-sealing stem bolts?
Basically.
Wow, but organic.
Organic. What happens
is... So this nasty fucking thing that causes cows to go nuts.
It's a protein, and proteins...
make you strong.
Are long, complicated molecules, and they
Aren't
can
proteins
like
proteins. Good though,
they are. We're made of proteins,
unless you pee them out. If you pee them out,
and that sage well, you, yeah, you shouldn't get yeah. Proteins can rotate and fold. I'm making complicated hand gestures. That
so
no one
around
can
things or just in general?
Around they can fold different ways. So like you know, it's like
so like say like I'm a protein and I'm chilling out in your body space. Like here comes something in my way. I'm just gonna fold over it.
No. Okay. Okay, so it's like...
why would they fold? What's... Are they...
Well, they don't know.
Are they different, like... Are they different? No, if one's really folded, sure. If one's long like, and one's curved, is it like a different
right?
Strength?
Well, it's kind of like being right-handed. Like it's like I can tie my shoes right over left or left over right, and that's the kind of the difference.
So like if a cool.
And what happens is when there's a misfolded protein that can one clot like get stuck the way it's folded, like instead of trying to passing through cell membranes, it gets stuck. Well, what it also does is when it misfolds, it causes other proteins of the same type around it to misfold.
So, like, do they touch each other and misfold? Right. Okay. Yeah,
basically.
So, it's like a...
So, they all start misfolding.
So, they all become retarded.
And then they all you basically get these, I think it's, you get, like, amyloid plaques. Like, no.
Like brain cloths?
I think you get holes eaten in your brain.
Hey, why does a clot kill you if it's sent to your body?
It just blocks blood flow.
So, like, if there's a clot, like, you know, in my job, you know, it's clot, the line can clot.
Yeah.
So, if you send a clot through the line into their body, does it just, like, wedge up and then blood stops and they're fucked
up? So, it depends, like, so if you
like
have...
heart clot, you're fucked, right?
Right.
It's just gonna...
Well, heart, or a brain clot. If
I think brain clot are the worst. Like, you die instantly.
Well, that's called a stroke.
Yeah.
So, no. It basically, it'll just cause part of your brain
to, like...
To die.
So, like, well, is it, like, pressure behind it, and then it, like, gets tougher and tougher?
No,
and
it just stops blood from flowing. It just...
Aneurysm. That's
a vessel can pop. You can have an embolism. You can have an aneurysm.
Is aneurysm, like, when you have blood get in your brain, and then it just holds on for a while, and then it pops and hits you?
It pops, and basically blood leaks. And it... Again, but it's still...
So,
that blood isn't feeding where it should in the brain.
So, that blood leaks added to your brain.
It can also cause intracranial pressure, which can kill cells.
If the blood touches your brain, does it kill it? Like, no. No.
Your brain needs blood.
Why does it pop, then? Like what... Why is it... Like, you know, why does that fuck you up? Like, okay, so you have a clot.
No. And then
like, aneurysm.
Okay.
Explain aneurysm.
So you have...
two aneurysms.
I believe the way it works is...
We get patients with aneurysms on their arm. Pseudo aneurysms.
Well, what happens is, I think... I'm not a medical... Let me just put it out there. Yeah. Not a medical doctor, but I have watched a lot of ER.
You sound like Zed from... Borderlands 2. Did I mention that I don't have a medical license?
I may not have a medical license. Anyway.
Yeah, unlike her, I don't have a PhD in medical.
I could be getting this wrong. An embolism, I think, is a swelling, like a basically, it's like a bulge in a vessel.
And then it pops, and then you get fucked up, right?
An aneurysm is basically like a leak, or a break, or a tear, or a pop.
What's leaking?
Blood.
From
a blood vessel into your... wherever it leaks, but it basically into your brain cavity.
So can it cause pressure on your brain and cause
two things? One, I think that, you know, it's popping before it's gotten to where it's going. So it pops, the blood's leaking, and it's not getting fed to your whole brain.
Okay,
that's bad because your brain is very energy hungry. Like something like 60% of the the sugars you consume go to your brain.
Nuts. Even if say if you have diabetes, does the sugar still go to your brain?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think also, yeah, it can cause cranial, like the fluid leaking into your brain and not getting...
Well, my friend, Tom Hoffman, he had an aneurysm.
He's a great guy, that Tom Hoffman.
So he had an aneurysm, and he said he felt intense pressure in his head and was tired. And instead of laying down, he ran outside instead of calling an ambulance and then blacked out. And then they had to glue his brain to get, like, glue. Like, what's with the glue? They did a bunch of surgery on him.
If they had to cut his... If they had to cut his skull open, they would have glued his skull back into place.
But he said don't they do something like with your shit in your brain? Like they like cut off and reseal. Chop up your brain.
They could have cauterized it. They could have cut out a chunk of the brain if it was dead.
Like his balance. Like I haven't seen him in like 3 years, but like his balance was kind of iffy at this point.
Yeah.
And he had like, you know, he looked like he got attacked by a cougar. I thought he got attacked by a mountain lion. looking at his head.
Yeah.
Because it was just like claws. It looked like claw marks in his head.
Yeah, they probably had to. Well, especially if they had to do like an exploratory, like if they weren't exactly sure.
He did say something about like gluing his like pathways or something.
Well, they may have had to like.
And he was using Trillium D.
What is Trillium D?
Trillium D.
I don't know what that is.
I'll let you know. I'll see you next week. I'll see you next podcast. What Trillium D? Trillium D fucks up.
I don't know how they treat aneurysm, but
what do you think Trillium D is?
I really don't know.
It's.
Okay.
It fucks up your neural pathways.
Follow the white rabbit. All right.
Trillium comes in many, many.
I hope everyone out there learned something about Dungeons and Dragons alignments.
Not as much medical as I want to talk about. C. diff.
We talked about medical for 40 minutes. C. diff infections, like kidney. So if we just hope you learned something out
there.
We're
going to do podcast number two now?
No, I got to go to sleep. But if you liked what you heard, if you thought it was funny and or informative and not too racist.
It was like totes not racist tonight.
No, there was hardly any. Just a lot. leave us a review on iTunes. Look for the Bad Memory, search for the Bad Memory Podcast. And why do we ask them to do that? Why, do you remember why?
So we can become millionaires.
Yeah, and basically,
or come millionaires.
iTunes is the place where most people find their find podcasts.
Have people rated us high and all that stuff? Like
mostly people we know.
Do you get info though? Like, hey, this shit.
It just it shows it shows like the last few reviews. Yeah.
We have 12 viewers or something. Have
we basically right now about 25
That's not bad.
Download the show regularly.
I know it's you like three times or once.
Right, but I mean, I think there are more.
So other than you, it's 24 different people who download it.
Right.
I like it because like.
Well, you download it.
Nope. Not since episode 10. But
but you make a good point because if I think that there's 25 people out there. We do have 25 likes on Facebook, so maybe it's all those people.
I feel like they miss Jersey and they hit us up.
Yeah. But
not all of them, but
if not all of you who are currently listening to this episode have just gone to iTunes, you don't even have to have iTunes, just fucking set up an account.
Yeah.
It's free.
Just I think a lot of people just don't want to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, especially if you do have iTunes on your computer.
But like if you have Facebook, you can does it not count for the Facebook downloads?
No.
So we could have like a bajillion Facebook downloads.
No, we don't. Well, no, because the downloads are from my website, which I can track.
When are we going to be on Tosh 2.0?
I don't know. Hopefully but we only have about 8 ratings on iTunes. So we'd like to get, if only 25 people are listening, we'd like
10 times that.
25 people to rate it. Even if you say what you think about it.
Yeah.
Say, tell us about how much you hate this part where we tell you what to do. Yeah,
we can't be that bad. We have to be. I mean, I'm totes adorable, so we have to be funny.
Yeah, I mean, and we've picked.
I mean, you're smart. I'm great, so there has to be something going on here.
You're smart. I know a lot of people who would have just killed a million people in your job by now. I think I'm one of them.
A million and one.
You can also, if you want to follow us, go to facebook.com/thebadmemorypodcast. I post things on Tumblr at badmemorypodcast.tumblr.com. I have a website which basically just hosts this podcast. I haven't put my own shit up there, but it's thechrisbennett.com. Brian's online at geocities.com/tilde hotmanslice 83. Really?
That's terrible.
They don't have GeoCities
My
anymore.
My Xbox name is the Golden Kiz. Golden K-A-Z, if you want to play.
Yeah, if you want to play, he's looking for a Borderlands partner. So, Golden Kiz, K-I-Z. Send him a friend request. Jump in on Borderlands with him when he's home.
Only name ever.
All right, that's it for the show. We'll see you guys next week.
Be seeing you. Thank you.